Hello, I'm Gaynor Lord and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2174, recorded on Thursday the 9th of June 2022. Matthew Tucker is here with me, and together we will bring your local news stories taken from the Norwich Evening News, Topical Letters, Information Desk and two features. The first is about the ambitious plan to fly an Icon aircraft from America to Norwich, and the second feature looks at a successful local bed-making company. Before we go underway with the news, we have two recordings which will follow this week's news. First is Marjorie Ead to tell us who she has been talking to in Chatterround.
Hello, I'm Marjorie, and later on I'll be introducing Chatterround, which has interviews about how a Norfolk charity has given 500,000 African children the chance to an education. Chris Sargerson, a dyslexic, tells us about his business career, and how the Norwich Castle restoration will take us back 900 years to the Norman times. I hope you will join us later for Chatterround.
Thank you, Marjorie. After Chatterround, there will also be the summer edition of Norwich Citizen, so you have a lot to listen to this week. So we begin with our first batch of news stories. Catnabbing has been reported. The Queen's Birthday Honours List recognises some special Norwich people. Cancelled flights at Norwich Airport cause upset.
A husband and wife, thrilled to be on their first getaway since the pandemic, saw their holiday hanging in the balance over a cancelled flight. Sheila Greenacre travelled from Wyndham to Norwich Airport to whisk herself and her husband David away to Tenerife for a surprise trip to celebrate his 70th birthday. But as the couple sat in the airport and their plane on the runway, their flight was delayed multiple times before being cancelled altogether. The 68-year-old said that 10 minutes before they were due to fly, they were notified that there was a delay and there would be more information within the hour. Mrs. Greenacre explained the most difficult thing, apart from the fact the trip had been planned for months and months, was the lack of knowing what was happening. I couldn't get hold of anybody. There was no way of contacting anyone for help. When we got an email at 10 p.m, that told us that TUI was organising the flight from Gatwick the next day and that we'd had to be at the airport for 5 a.m. Thankfully, I was looking out for a message, but we could have easily been asleep at that point. Having raced to the London airport, the couple were still able to make their week-long break. It was a really stressful time, she added. It was the first time we'd risked travelling abroad since COVID. It's totally put us off going away again. I'm not in a hurry to rebook. Sheila added that she is still unable to get through to TUI to make a compensation claim. It's just disappointing, she said. TUI could have saved us a massive amount of anxiety and stress. A spokesman for TUI said in a previous statement, "We would like to apologise for the inconvenience to our customers who were impacted by a flight delay due to operational issues. We thank customers for their patience and understanding at this time."
An offer from the Parish Council to buy an historic green space has been thrown out by a housing developer. Old Catton Parish Council put a bid to Delvin Developments to purchase the Deer Park in Spixworth Road, and the firm had snapped it up. No plans have been lodged for the park by the Attleborough-based housing partner, but Director Lee Delvin previously said the remains open-minded over the park, which is located in a conservation area. The council's offer so far has been rejected. Sarah Vincent, Parish Council Clerk, said, "It's disappointing. The Parish Council was not given the opportunity to buy the Deer Park from the former owners, the Buxton family. We have to move forward and see what else we can do." If the Parish Council are able to own the land similar to how we look over Catton Park, we will endeavour to do that. We are maintaining communication with Delvin. We have to wait and see. The Parish Council is opposed to any development of green space in Old Catton. We want to preserve our historic space. Mike Scott, 65, from Burma Road in Olcaton and a member of the Deer Park Action Group, said, "I'm not really surprised by the response. The council is duty-bound to do something. Attempting to buy the park was an obvious thing to do." He added, "There were about 50 people in the Community Action Group, which is against any form of development of the Deer Park. He feared potential housing plans would prevail."
A pet was snatched from his owner and sold online after criminals targeted the NR3 area. Alison Ward, who's 49, shares her home with a popular and friendly cat called Scooby. Now around 14 years old, Scooby was originally brought to Norwich from Cyprus 11 years ago by animal lover Alison. Alison said, "Scooby is very well known in the Fishergate area and he still treats it like he's in Cyprus. Everywhere is his home. He visits Lucy's in Magdalen Street often. He will walk into any open door. And the roaming Moggy is a big fan of his food, which is why his owner became concerned when he didn't return home for his dinner on May the 16th. Alison said, "At first we thought maybe he had accidentally been shut in somewhere, but he's so vocal someone would have heard him." Over the next 5 days, the distraught woman put up 80 posters in the area, as well as spreading the message on social media. Alison received a message online which revealed Scooby's whereabouts. Alison explained, "The person messaged me saying, 'Oh my goodness, my relative sent me a photo of your cat. We bought him earlier in the week.' The person had bought Scooby online and lived nearby. Their understanding was that he was no longer wanted. Scooby was swiftly returned home to Alison, but Alison was horrified to find him covered in scabs from head to tail. She said the person who bought him was in bits when she realised she had bought someone else's cat. Animals to earn quick cash is horrible. The injuries on him make me think he'd been held somewhere with other animals. Scooby took a good 24 hours to settle back in, as he was very often on edge, but we could tell the people that bought him had taken good care of him," she said. Norfolk Police received a report of the theft and inquiries are ongoing.
A highly respected scientist who inspired thousands of students and lecturers around the world has died at the age of 55. Harriet Jones, known as Harry, lived in Earlham Road in Norwich and was a professor in the School of Biology at the University of East Anglia. She has worked at the university since 1999. She died at her home on May the 27th from cancer. A tribute from her husband, Dr. Ian Sr., 57, and their three children, Ashley, 24, Owen, 22, and Ellen, 18, said, "Harry was the centre of our family, always organising our next adventure, while simultaneously looking after her UEA students, researching and writing papers, and finally realising her dreams of writing children's books to bring the micro world to the attention of kids of all ages. She was incredible and we will miss her dearly." Professor Jones was described as an amazing person by her friend and UEA colleague Professor Kay Yeoman, 55, a professor of science communication. She said, "Harriet will be remembered as someone who was willing to help anyone. Her door was always open. We will miss her enthusiasm. She was a major part of the wider university. She was an inspiration to many and was always happy, bright and cheerful." She grew up in London and Chelmsford before completing a botany degree at the University of Bristol and a PhD in marine protozoology from the University of Birmingham. As well as teaching students within the School of Biological Sciences, she researched how to help new students gain confidence in their studies. The research was used by lecturers around the world. She loved plants, botany, and single-celled organisms called protozoa, which inspired her to set up the independent publishing company Paramecium Press. Through that company, she co-wrote two children's stories based on the science of protozoa. She became a fellow of the Royal Society of Biology biologists and received a National Teaching Fellowship in 2019. Outside of science, she loved playing the piano and cello and gardening on her allotment. A memorial plaque for Dr. Harriet Jones will be placed on a bench next to the Sainsbury's Centre for Visual Arts.
A man who has dedicated his entire career to helping others through sport has been recognised in the Queen's Birthday Honours List for 2022. Ian Thornton of Mumsley has been made an Officer of the Order of the British Empire, or OBE, for his services to communities in East Anglia. The Chief Executive of Norwich City Community Sports Foundation, CSF, has been involved with the charity, which uses the power of sport to support and drive inclusion, since he was just 14. He initially joined the organisation on work experience. He then joined on a part-time basis, before enrolling full-time in 1993, just before he turned 18. On receiving news of his award, 47-year-old Mr. Thornton said, "I was overwhelmed and really humbled to be recognised." During his tenure, the foundation has seen phenomenal growth. This includes the construction of Carrow Park and The Nest, a £6.4 million community facility in Horsford, undoubtedly his biggest achievement. Thanks to this growth, the foundation reaches thousands of people each year, with 9,000 individuals benefiting from CSF programmes throughout 2021. In the height of the pandemic, Mr. Thornton worked closely with the Norfolk Resilience Forum to help prepare and deliver food parcels and support healthcare staff. This also included remote engagement work that aimed to tackle other challenges caused by lockdowns, such as isolation and inactivity. Mr. Thornton added, "All of this has been a major passion. That's why I'm confused and surprised that this honour has come about. I do this because I love what I do. The people make the foundation, staff past and present, funders, trustees, volunteers, partners, they've all contributed so much for us to impact people's lives on behalf of Norwich City Football Club. Without them, we wouldn't have had this impact. This award is for the foundation, and I'm just the lucky person to accept it on its behalf." Meanwhile, a key worker who captured the tireless battle of 50 of her friends and colleagues during the pandemic has been recognised by the Queen. Wendy Kimberley, a Norfolk nurse and self-taught artist, has been made a medalist of the Order of the British Empire, a BEM, for charitable services to the NHS through the Portraits for Heroes initiative during COVID-19. Mrs. Kimberley, who works at the Wyndham Health Centre, completed 51 portraits and still has more requests coming in. She added, "I'm really proud to work for the NHS. I know how hard everyone works and how challenging it was for all staff during the first lockdown." Among other people honoured are Simon Bailey, former Chief Constable from Norwich. Simon Bailey, the former Chief Constable of Norfolk Constabulary, has been made a CBE for his services to policing and child protection. Mr. Bailey was recently appointed as Chair of the Norfolk Community Foundation to help support the charity's work to build stronger communities and improve lives in the county. Professor Karen Joy Haywood, Professor of Physical Oceanography at the University of East Anglia, from Norwich. Professor Haywood has been made OBE for services to oceanography. She recently headed to Antarctica to study the Thwaites Doomsday Glacier, about the size of the Isle of Britain, which is particularly vulnerable to climate and ocean changes. Patrick Godfrey Peel, former CEO of East Anglian Air Ambulance from Norwich. Mr. Peel was made an MBE for his services to emergency care in the east of England. Under his tenure, the company was named Employer of the Year at the Norfolk Business Awards. And medalists of the Order of the British Empire, Sarah Jane Douglas from Norwich. Ms. Douglas has been awarded the BEM for services to the community in Norwich during COVID-19.
The biggest college in the county has appointed a new principal to lead it into its next era. Current deputy at City College Norwich, Jerry White will step up to the top job on August the 1st, ready to ring in the new school year. He will oversee schools under the City College umbrella, which includes Paston College and Eastern College. Mr. White said, "I grew up in Norfolk and I am looking forward to continuing to enhance the amazing contribution the college makes to the lives of the county's people, businesses, public sector and our broader communities. My dad studied at City College Norwich and it was college evening classes that gave him a path from the factory floor to a better paid job. I'm passionate about ensuring that colleagues can deliver the same route today for anyone who wants to look for new challenges and learn new skills."